Hi, and welcome to our podcast, Shockers Learning Out Loud.
I'm your host, Dr. Amber Anderson.
And I'm your host, Dr. Pam O'Neill.
Join us as we discuss everything online and adult learning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Or whenever you're listening to this podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Yes, yes. It's just that we are recording it here bright and early on a Wednesday morning.
Today is Wednesday.
Yes, it is. And we are on the downhill slope of our spring semester.
Yes, we are. Yes.
So we thought it might be a good idea to ask our adult learners if they have any advice for other adult learners. And we got a really good response. And so myself, Dr. Pam O'Neill,
and myself, Dr. Amber Anderson, are going to go through some of the quotes that we found super encouraging and fun.
Right. And here's the thing. We had, close to, I want to say, 20 different kinds of advice. Mm-hmm. And so instead of, you know, trying to pick out what my favorite is, I kind of looked at them and went through and said, okay, this many people said this and this many people said that. But all good advice. And
all good advice. That's what's great about our crew is that they love talking about how they did it, and they want to give recommendations for other adult learners to be successful too. So we just love you guys.
So shall we start with the first one? You want to take that one, Amber? Do you want me to? How do you want to work this?
How about you go first, please?
Okay. All right. So the most common piece of advice that we received was sent to us by Kylie Wallace. I'm going to say Demi Lester or Demi. I'm sorry. I probably just
might
butchered.
Be Demi.
Could be. And Michelle Stevens. And it's basically, don't be afraid to ask questions. It's okay to ask for help whenever you need it. And it's also echoed, don't ever be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
Can I be real? I'm always afraid to ask questions.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's funny because I found that when I was most successful is when I took a biostatistics class online. And because if I had a question, all I had to do was rewind the lecture. Yeah. And it would probably get answered. I did not have to sit in class, raise my hand, or talk.
Yeah. Well, that is a help.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you are like me and don't feel comfortable asking questions, do what I did. I sit in the front of the class, or even if it was an online class, I introduced myself to the instructor, so I had already felt comfortable talking to the instructor. So if I had a question that I felt was maybe covered and I missed it, I didn't feel so weird to say, hey, Dr. So-and-so, I don't get it.
Yeah. So I don't know if you remember or not, and I think this goes way beyond this don't be afraid to ask questions. Even in today's, when we're working, the other day, Amber and I were in a team meeting and somebody was talking about how to access something online. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know how to do this. And it was very humbling for me to say, how do we access this? And,
please help.
yeah. And it was great because another person on our team echoed, said, thank you. I had the same question.
Exactly. And that's most the case is you're not the only one that's like, what? I don't get it.
And so finally, what I would say about this, and you may have more to add, Amber, if you're afraid to ask a question, you can email us. You can come into the office.
That's true.
And you can even kind of remain anonymous if you want. It's not like we're going to be on this podcasting and say, hey, Sally.
So-and-so wants to know why this question didn't tell her. No, and yeah, you can definitely pick our brains because I teach online too. So feel free to email me anytime.
Okay. And we'll make sure to put I think our email addresses are all over this, but we'll make sure we put them in the notes as well.
We're all over everything.
Yes,
we're shameless. Shameless plugs. Okay, so I'll go ahead and read the second piece of advice from Ben Sacada. Is that
Ben Saceda
and Michael? Singve. And Michael Singve is my friend.
Yes.
He is a cousin of one of my really good friends that I grew up with, and he is in the dental hygiene program, I believe.
Not only that, he's one of our Osher scholars. Nice. So props to Michael.
He's awesome. Something that I always tell our students is to make friends with traditionally aged students. Michael came in with another piece of advice that I love, to be open to a younger group of students' methods of learning. I learn very interesting ways to recall material just by taking the advice of the recent high school graduates and find inspiration in traditional college students. So I guess that's a mixture of,
right,
hey, we're coming in with our old ways of doing math.
Yeah, right.
And these kids are coming in and they're just coming fresh out of high school with all the new gimmicks and tricks. So we really could learn something from the young kids.
Every orientation that I end up hosting, that's one of the best pieces of advice. But it is a good piece of advice I try to give, because sometimes we feel that, you know, we're older and we know the best ways.
The only way.
Yeah, and that's so not true. I have found in my experience that the younger generation seems to have a better grasp on working smarter, not harder. And so kudos to them. So yeah. Yeah. Find those, and it's not hard.
And they love helping. They're never like, no, thank you, I'd rather finish this paper. They're happy to help, mm-hmm, in our experience. So
yeah, right. So do you have anything else to add?
No, not on that one.
That? No, yeah.
Thank you, Michael and Ben.
Yeah, find those young people and stick with them. Plus, you may be able to give some advice to them.
Absolutely.
As well.
Right. Oh, that's more likely the case, I think.
I love this first piece of advice when I, you know, opened up my email and I saw all the advice coming in. And it's so simple yet so profound. You belong. And that was sent to us by Candace Davis. And our good friend Jay Russell says, you belong just like everyone else.
Thank you. I'm clapping right now.
Yeah.
You just can't see me.
She's got those little hands right now, and she's clapping them together.
And I'm clapping them.
No.
You belong.
Yeah. Whether you're an adult learner, a traditional age, if you're a first gen, if you're an online student, if you're here, you belong. And you know, I know we've been doing this podcast now for what, 2 years? Is it, Amber?
Yeah.
And if you don't think you belong, or you don't feel like you do, reach out to either myself or to Dr. Anderson.
Yeah, and we're going to hype you up.
Yeah, we are.
Because if you feel like you don't belong now, it's time to change that point of view. Because you know what? It doesn't ever go away.
Right.
So when you get a job, you'll think, oh man, maybe I don't belong in this leadership position or so. Right. Give us a call or email if you need to be hyped up.
Or come into Grace Wilkie Annex. Soon we will be, though, with that caveat, we'll be over in the Shocker Learning Center.
Which is going to be nice.
Yeah, Clinton Hall. But either way, look us up, because I know exactly. I remember when I first came to Wichita State in 2002 as a, I'll go ahead and say it, a young 31-year-old person.
Youngster.
Yeah, I remember seeing other college-age students. Man, they were hugging. It was the first day of class, and I'm like, I'm not.
Number one, you're not a hugger in general.
Right. But then it was like, well I don't know anyone here. And that was tough.
Yeah.
But you know what? After a while, you find your people.
You still belong.
Right. Yeah. Even if you're kind of like me, you know, at the end of the day, you're tired because you've been out talking to people and you just want to go home. That's okay, too. Mm-hmm. You still belong, you've got that introverted, extroverted, no matter who you are. I'll let you take the next one because you know this person.
I do. Yeah. This is from Cynthia. She's a frequent in our office. She says to take advantage of all the resources, and I think we have a lot of resources here that she might be referring to.
Right.
And another one from Logan that says there are advisors and tutors trained to help adult students. And here we are. That's true.
Right.
It's us.
Yeah. Gosh. I remember when I was listening to an orientation given by somebody in either the counseling and prevention services or wherever it was. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, you get onto Wichita State's website.
Yeah.
And you could look up one resource a week in the entire time you were here and you still wouldn't be able to get all of them. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. And so while that may feel overwhelming, please, again,
touch base with us.
Yeah. Because, and I'll admit, you know, sometimes I don't even know all the resources.
Absolutely. But we'll figure it out.
Yeah. And if we can't find one here on Wichita State, which would be incredibly odd,
yeah,
we will still work to find you one or whatever you might need.
Yeah, we're your advocates.
Right. And so I'm going to go ahead. I see this next little piece of nugget I've written down or that I've copied and pasted onto our little paper here. And I'm going to let you take this, Amber, because I feel like you might be able to talk a little bit more about it than I could.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. Yes, now that I read it, I can see why you sent it over to me. This is from Sunny and Amanda, and they said, make a schedule and stick to it. And I think that's so important, whether you're taking an online class or you're actually on campus, to find some kind of calendar. It can be digital, it can be handheld, it can be on your wall, and write out all your due dates and all your projects and all your assignments, block out time for reading, block out time for emergencies, because those pop up too. Block out maybe an extra hour every week for nothing. So if you that way you have that piece that is yours if something else comes up or you weren't able to be studying on one of the other times that you blocked out. And also know where you're comfortable working. If you are sitting at home with your TV on listening to true crime like I do and then do the laundry while I'm trying to study, that's not really the best way to learn for me. For me, I know the best way to learn is not go to a really quiet place either, but go to like a coffee shop where there's background noise, but none of it pertains to you. So you can sit there and drink your caffeine and you can focus on your task at hand.
Right. Sticking to that schedule, you know, it seems odd, but if you find yourself, you get into that routine. I've recently started swimming, and I know, Amber, you've started working out.
Yes. We forgot to tell you guys, we're fit chicks now.
She's a fit chick. I'm a middle-aged, almost in-shape person.
Fit chick. She swims. That's really cool.
But, you know, if I miss a day or I don't stick to my schedule, I start to miss it. Something feels
weird.
Off.
Yeah.
And so you almost, even something as simple as working out, I crave it now.
Yeah.
Because it's part of my normalcy.
It's
what
you get to have.
Right, yeah. Right. So that scheduled time. And then you don't forget to do it either. I know last night I sat in with
Suzanne's
workshop. Yeah. Man, hats off to our parents out there who are working. Raising a family and coming to
and finishing
school.
Their degree.
Yeah. I think a schedule even then is going to
right.
be more important. And I believe that was even touched on, you know, to be able to know when you're going to do something so that your family knows as well.
Yeah. Because one of the guilty pieces a parent mentioned was that, I feel guilty that I would rather sit and learn something instead of do clean socks for my kid, you know, and it's like, wow, that is real guilt, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's part of like placing your schedule and sticking into it. And I recently read this one book called, I think it's Boundaries, and it said, make time for yourself. That's another thing that Suzanne talked about last night. Uh-huh. But it doesn't mean go pay for a massage or go get your nails done. It means, you know, go for a walk, go swim, go to the gym, or whatever it is. It can be you laying on your phone just looking through things for a couple of minutes by yourself in the quiet. It's not something that you have to actually buy.
And so as I'm looking at, you know, because I printed out everyone's piece of advice, Kayla Carroll I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It says, don't forget you are you. Mm-hmm. And you have to take care of yourself and sometimes others. Take moments for your own personal mental health. I think that's huge.
I think it's huge, too, because you know what? I don't always do it.
No, right?
So, guys, don't think that we're preaching to the choir because, what do you do when your day gets busy or you're behind? You cancel the gym or you mm-hmm. cancel what you had scheduled for yourself. And my book that I was reading told me to treat your time as if it was an actual appointment you had to show up to. Like,
right.
Because that's showing up for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. What's that? You can't drink from an empty cup kind of thing. Yeah. So, another piece of advice that I'd like to talk about is that, you know, sometimes we think we're behind schedule, because we didn't get a degree when everyone else did right after college. Right. And so I think sometimes it leads us to thinking that we have to get our degree as soon as possible.
Hurry.
And I've seen this time and time again from some of our adult learners and, I love that we receive the advice of take your time, even if you feel like you're already behind going back to school later in life. Enjoy learning and don't
Enjoy
make it,
it
more stressful than it has to be. That was sent to us by Lori Murphy. And then Tara Hinton added, don't overload your schedule. Keep your mental health in check.
Slow and
love
steady.
That. Yeah.
Wins the race.
Yeah, and enjoy this time. It is short. And I know that so many of our people who are graduating even are wonderful. I hate to say it because it gets real. Elena Kuckelman will be leaving us. And she's like, I just love this time. And while she's excited to get out, I know a little bit of her.
We're sad.
Also
happy, but
happy.
We are sad.
Yeah, it's that true definition of bittersweet. So enjoy it while you're here.
Yeah.
When I was at the Ilates, that was one thing I tried to drive home was that, you know, take this time and enjoy it because it's so short, you know, even if you're here, like I was in my undergraduate for 5 years, mm-hmm. even looking back on that, that was five of the shortest years of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and, you know, this, it's number five on my sheet here, just because it was the fifth one that came in. Don't give up. And it was, mm-hmm. that was from Queen Nina, and Diana Montiel said the same thing. Do not give up.
Absolutely. We always talk about that, or I
right.
do. Sometimes the only thing you can do is get to class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're overwhelmed. You have so much to do. You know, maybe you're emotional about something that happened in your life and you're like, man, I'm not going to be able to contribute or get anything out of this class. But still, just show up.
Mm-hmm.
Just show up and sit down. Log in.
So, yeah. You know, we've talked about this before,
yeah.
Amber, that showing up.
Sometimes that's all you have in you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're sitting in the class and your mind may be the farthest thing from being in class, but something may be said. Or get this. I've been in class before when the professor says, you know what? I'm taking attendance today and everybody here gets 5 points.
Yeah.
And that's happened to me more than once.
You showed up.
You showed up. And that's, I think, how you get recognized too.
Yeah.
For just showing up. What else you want to talk about, Amber?
I kind of like what Amanda wrote. Her longer quote here, dedicate a set time to complete assignments and readings. Having a schedule helps. Setting out time perhaps in the evenings is very helpful. I put my headphones on and plug away on my schoolwork in the evenings. As an adult learner and being out of school for 20 years, I was very nervous to go back to school. It's sort of like riding a bike. It's still there, just had to get back into the groove again. So I think that that's really important. Like, I mean, again,
right.
that goes back to showing up.
Right.
And setting a schedule.
Yep.
And know, do you need headphones? Maybe you need music.
Yeah. And that's interesting because I think a lot of times it's finding what works for you. She said the evenings for her is very helpful.
Yeah.
For me?
Not for me.
No. The
mornings.
Evening. yeah. That's why we're here at 8:30, you know, recording this podcast, because Amber and I are both like...
However, if we had kids...
It could be different.
That might be different.
Yeah.
So...
Good point. Yeah.
Thank you. Or if we were caretaking for somebody, that might switch our schedule around.
Sure. Yep. Gosh, let me
flip there's this another over. Piece okay. too here about rewards. And that's something I'm also bad at too, because I have a task, I have a list of tasks, and it's never ending, and I'm crossing off things as I task them out, and I never really take a minute to just be like, you know what, if I clean the kitchen, I'm gonna have a little reward, like a cup of coffee or something. And that literally trains your brain. I was reading some book, I never remember the books I read.
Right? But I am so jealous of the people who can say, well, I was reading blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. I'm like, good for you.
I think it's because when I don't read the hardbacks, I don't see the face of them. So then I just don't ever.
Anyway, sorry. I interrupted.
And now I've lost my point.
You're welcome.
You're training your brain. Even if you think, well, that's another thing. Oh, I'm not going to have a cup of coffee. I got to do this. I got another task. And if you say you're going to do something and you do it, and you say your reward is coffee, drink the coffee.
Right.
Because that's literally, or that's just an example. That is an example of training your brain. And your brain really learns to do that. And then it looks forward to a task that you can do and a little reward after that.
So it's kind of like Pavlov's humans.
Exactly. I don't know why we forget all these like really easy tips when we're like in the midst
there's,
of it.
There's so much going on. You know, we're trying, you know, you and I, we're not taking classes anymore, but we're still busy humans with lives. And so, sometimes you forget things. But, you know, kind of on your track, Amber, about doing those things. I love what Stacey Bowman says. Stay positive. It can be overwhelming trying to be an adult and go back to school. But remember, you can do it. Help prove to society, especially our children and even grandchildren, just because we're adults, our dreams are still achievable.
Absolutely.
Yes, we may have to work a little harder, but we too still can achieve our dreams.
Right.
Yeah, I love that.
Because your kids are watching. Your kids are watching you do this.
You know.
And they're learning best practices from you.
Yes. And even though I don't have children, I have five brothers and sisters who have kids. And, you know, I don't always think they're watching me, but they are. Yeah. I not too long ago, I received in the mail my niece. She's 13. Mm-hmm. And she had drawn a picture of me as speaking at the podium, because I had it up on Facebook, and she had written in there, Dr. O'Neill. And I thought,
that's Pam. That's Aunt Pam.
Yeah, and she sees that.
Oh, yeah, they're watching.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes I think I forget that, you know, just because I don't have children doesn't mean kids aren't watching me. Mm-hmm. Now I have nieces and nephews with their own kids. So
true.
Yeah,
yeah. If you have kids, sit them down and make them study with you.
Right.
I used to do that with my sister, take her to the library or take her to the coffee shop, and she would do her activities and I would do my activities. Mm-hmm. And I would say, we're going to be here for an hour and a half and you need to complete your stuff and you can ask me questions only about your homework.
There you go.
And that, you know, and that was fun. It became a fun routine.
And you look forward to it. Now, going back to that, what you said before, you know, taking the schedule.
Yeah.
And that was your time. And just because you're studying, it doesn't mean that you don't have room for someone else.
Or snacks. Some snacks. We always have some snacks.
Oh, I love my snacks.
Love my snacks.
I will find every reason on planet Earth to have snacks. Anytime I have an activity, I'm going to have a snack.
Or a coffee.
Yes, yes, whatever it is to you. I think that about wraps it up. Unless I got my student assistant Damon over here. He's got his headphones on. And I don't know that he has anything to contribute.
No comment.
Okay.
No comment.
No comment.
Aww.
All right.
You're not an adult learner. You're younger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
what would you hate it if somebody approached you and was like, "Hey, I don't know how to send an email. Can you show me?"
So I get questions like that all the time. So I work with Unreal Engine a lot, which is a very large, very complex piece of technology, and a lot of people come to me and ask questions, and I'm always happy to help because it helps me learn it too.
Nice.
It always reinforces.
Boom. And there you go.
That is the best way to end it.
It is.
All right. We out.
Love you guys.